Dear brothers, on his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Impeccable timing, impeccably poor, it seemed. Jesus knowingly delayed so as to arrive when all hope seemed gone. No wonder John avers that Jesus loved them. Love allows the anguished sound of mourners to fill the air, the bitter taste of death to fill the home, and the putrid stench of death to fill the tomb. Martha couldn't reason it out at all. But this she knew. I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask. Even now. What important little words. Don't be fooled by the tears that may have stained Martha's face. All hope has not been abandoned. Martha's eyes focused on her beloved friend and Savior. Martha's ears remembered his words. And she was right. Even now. The ears of friend and enemy would hear these powerful words. Lazarus, come out. Even now. The eyes of believer and scoffer would see a formerly dead man stagger from his tomb, encumbered by suddenly superfluous grave clothes. Even now. Those are words to cling to when what God allows into life and ministry perplexes our hearts. Even now. They echo with hope when all earthly answers and resources prove useless. Even now. They signal all is not lost when our strength is expended, when the cure, the answer, or hope is delayed. Even now. Those words assure us that he whose love permits inexplicable delays will still have the last word, even now. They proclaim that not even death annuls what his grace can do, even now. They testify to the loving power of him whose hands bear nail marks and whose grave clothes have long ago been discarded. God's blessings on your observance of Holy Week and your celebration of Easter. Proclaim Martha's hope to all who will listen. Yes, even now.